During the recent congressional recess, elected officials have faced angry crowds as their constituents questioned budget cuts and other priorities of the Trump administration. It's been a different reception for Vermont Representative Peter Welch, who found a friendly yet still quite concerned audience last week at a senior center in East Montpelier. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
The congressman received a warm welcome from the roughly 50 people who came for this meeting. Before Welch arrived, a number of people expressed concern about the future of the Meals on Wheels program. Beth Stern is the executive director of the Central Vermont Council on Aging. She told the group that while current funding for the program is not threatened by the Trump administration's proposed budget cuts, she's very concerned about what could happen after the new federal fiscal year starts on October 1st. She introduced Welch to the crowd, and then he took questions from the group.
Well, thank you. First of all, it's great to be here. Second, I'm going to tell a little fib. Everything in Washington is going smooth.
We know that.
Can you speak briefly on Social Security and Medicare and where you think that's going? I'm getting this really sort of vibe from what's happening with the Trump administration that it's almost like cleansing for seniors and the disabled, and it's really frightening to me.
Well, Medicare is working for people. Okay. In fact, a lot of us think we ought to have Medicare for all. All right. But President Trump has been very clear in his statements that he wants to preserve Social Security and Medicare. So I regard that as a good thing. And I think we're going to be solid there.
I look at what's going on in Washington, and beyond the details, which are myriad,
right.
There's a sense of meanness and screw the other guy, I got mine, the heck with everybody else. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I do. And you know, we're all in it together. Some folks right now in politics think you're on your own. You know, if you need a meal, you're on your own. Get it yourself. If you're sick, deal with it. The fact is that in order for any community to thrive, we all have to have a willingness to help our neighbor.
We were seeing town meetings from not only the Midwest, but I remember the one from Little Rock, Arkansas, where hundreds of people who had never been politically active came out and tried to hold their congressional delegates accountable. And I wonder how much you felt that not only that, but also the media exposure nationally had to do with not having the Affordable Care Act repealed.
I think the citizen action really, really made the difference. And you saw in the debate, you know, the Republicans were having a big internal debate, but there were a lot of good Republicans in districts who realized that a lot of people who have health care now under the Affordable Care Act are going to lose it, and they were against it. So I think that citizen mobilization was really important.
After the meeting, Welch encouraged the group to stay in touch with his office about any concerns they might have in the coming months. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.